Welcome, hope you all had a nice Pesach. We're going to talk about Parshat Shmini. One of the things that happens in this Parsha, or the main thing that happens in this week's Parsha, is Nadav and Avihu are killed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for their sin. And the Pasuk tells us that Hashem says, Bekrovaya Kadesh, those close to me, I am going to make a Kiddush Hashem. In other words, I'm going to show you some Kedusha, I'm going to make myself, spread my Kedusha around, through those who are close to me. And of course, all the Mefarshim have to explain what those words mean. And the Meshech Chachma tells us that we learn from the Chet of Nadav and Avihu a very important lesson. The lesson is that the Gemara Baba Kama tells us the following. Kol Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatran Hu Yivatru Chayav. That if you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives things, he's going to let this go. What does he really care if I do this one little Chet? So what are you going to end up doing? You're going to end up doing a lot of chatayim, and you're giving up on, just like you're saying, a Kaddish Baruch Hu lets things slide, so you're letting your life slide. Because, how does that make sense here in this context? Because think about what just happened. Am Yisrael did the Chida Egel. It was such a big sin Am Yisrael did. And really, that could have been the end of it. Moshe Davins, though, and Hashem forgives them. And they start bringing gold to the Mishkan. And when they did the sin, the Anenei HaKavod left. They set up the whole Mishkan. They build the whole Mishkan. They bring all the Kavod. And they bring all the gold, and the Kavod comes back. And then the Shechina returns. And the Kohanim Levim start serving. And fire comes out of Shemayim. Exactly to show you that everything is divine. And everything's back to normal. So it's not so... it's not unthinkable that members of Klal Yisrael could see that and go, you know what? We did something bad, and look how easy that was to come back and do tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so forgiving. So it doesn't matter if we sin. And that's the lesson they could take away from this whole story of the Chet HaEgel and the building of the Mishkan. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to show Am Yisrael, no. Yes, I decided to be Mevater this time, but every single time you do a sin, whether it's a big sin or a small sin, I sit on my scales of justice and I decide whether to punish you and how badly to punish you or whether to let it slide. That is only my cheshbon. You don't get to decide, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevater and therefore I could do whatever I want. So when he says, Berkovaya Kadesh, he's saying, Al Pnei Kol HaAm Echabed, I am going to show my kavod to Am Yisrael. Were it not for the fact that all of Am Yisrael sinned with this Chet of Ego, then there wouldn't have been a need. Because if Am Yisrael didn't sin, so we wouldn't have known that Hashem gives in so easily, or seemingly so easily. And therefore, he didn't have to do it. But because Am Yisrael did, Hashem needed Krovai. He needed to kill Nadav and Avihu for this seemingly minor sin. We'll get into that in 1 second. And therefore, that is the reason that we say Vayidom Aaron. Aaron understood that Hashem told him, the reason is because I want Hashrat Shechina in Yisrael. This is what has to happen. So Aaron understood that they are being taken for a very important cause. Zeh Shemar V'Achechem Kol Beit Yisrael V'Yivkur Asreif Asher Saraf Hashem. Why is everyone going to cry? Because they are realizing that it was because of them that these two people are being burnt because of the chet that they did in Chet HaEgel. So what is this all talking about? So to understand this, we have to compare this story to another story of a fire in Tanakh. And that story comes from Sefer Daniel. In Daniel, we have the story of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah emerging from the fire alive. And the Midrash in Parshat Vayakel and Shmod Rabbah tells us that the Kiddush Hashem that took place with Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah was so great to the point that Nebuchadnezzar, the Rasha, was so inspired and so taken aback that he started to sing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he was ready. Like, we could have gotten rid of, you know how beautiful we consider Sefer Tehillim? We could have gotten rid of Tehillim and instead replaced it with an even more beautiful sefer written by Nebuchadnezzar, who is so inspired and so taken by the story of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So the Midrash tells us that a malach came and sent, you know, distracted him, and he his taivas took over, and he didn't do any of this. But it's the same malach. The Midrash tells us that that sent Yehuda to be with Tamar back in Sefer Bereishit. So, and this idea of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah inspiring us, we also have in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, tells us that all the nations of the world came and said to Am Yisrael, how could you ever, ever worship Avodah Zarah? You have this amazing God. Look, he's able to make these three people survive being burnt by the fire and able to walk away from it. And everyone was so inspired and so moved by it. So, what was the difference between Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah and how the Kiddush Hashem that took place there, and here the story with Nadav and Avihu? To understand that difference, the Meshech Chachma gives yet another mashal. He says, imagine that there are that there's a baby that has to be fed, it has to be nursed. So there's two potential people who can nurse it. One is the baby's mother, and one is a wet nurse, meaning there are women who were able to nurse, and you can hire her and have her nurse this child. So we know that there are foods that when you eat them, they hurt the baby. And we know there are other foods that are better for the baby. And sometimes these are objective, and sometimes these are subjective. You could have babies who are sensitive to all sorts of things. So one of the things we would expect of a woman who is nursing a baby is to try and eat healthy and try and eat right so that they can give the best possible nutrition to the baby. So you know who's going to do that best? The baby's mother. The baby's mother, I've known women who gave up their favorite foods. They couldn't eat chocolate, they couldn't eat milk chocolate, they couldn't eat all sorts of, they couldn't drink coffee. They can't eat and drink all sorts of things, and they do it for extended periods of time, months, from the months of the pregnancy, the months of nursing. They do this extended periods of time just because that's what's best for the baby. On the other hand, although the nurse that they hire may, in general, try to eat healthy, she's going to be a little more forgiving. Okay, I'll have a little bit more of this, a little bit more of that. Not to say that no mother ever has a little bit, but this one's going to be a little bit more than that little bit. She's going to be okay, because why is she doing it? She's doing it for her, you know, they're hiring her. So she's, yes, I'm giving to this child, but I'm also going to enjoy myself in the meantime. And this mashal, by the way, of the nursing, Shir HaShirim uses the part of the love song for Kadosh Baruch Hu, the relationship of Kadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, we say, Shnei Shadayach, your two breasts, and the Midrash Rabbah tells us this is referring to Moshe and Aaron. Because what were Moshe and Aaron? They were two people who just wanted to give and completely and entirely of themselves for the benefit of Am Yisrael. They weren't looking for any of their own hana. Moshe Rabbeinu, right, when we have the story where Eldad and Medad are in Nabim and everybody's standing up for Moshe's kavod, and Moshe says, "V'yitein ve'yeh kol ha'am Hashem nevi'im, ki yitein Hashem ruch aleihem." Halavai, everybody should be a Navi. Moshe wasn't looking for godless. Moshe was an Anav. He just wanted what was best for Am Yisrael. And that's what we have to understand, is the difference between Nadav and Avihu and Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Nadav and Avihu were zocha to go up a little bit on Har Sinai. Most of Am Yisrael couldn't ascend to Har Sinai. If they touched Har Sinai, they would die. So Canaan, certain people, Nadav and Avihu, were allowed to go slightly up the mountain. And being there, they had certain visions. And Unklus tells us, what is it? Vayechazur alokim vayochlu vayishtu. Unklus tells us, Chadan, they were happy. Ki'ilu achlan v'shatan. They enjoyed it. It was like they ate and drank. Who is that compared to? That's like the nurse. That's not like the mother. The nurse, she may be doing it, but she's doing it also for her own personal pleasure, her own personal enjoyment. Even when she's giving, she's doing it. Maybe it gives her a good feeling. That is not what Moshe and Aaron were like. That is not what Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were like. And because they already got their Hana from Har Sinai, So when the Pasuk tells us, V'latzile b'nei Yisrael lo shalach yado, Hashem didn't hurt Atzile b'nei Yisrael, shehayu ru'uyim l'shloch b'nei l'hakah, they should have gotten a hit. Meaning, they should have gotten hurt by that. But Hashem didn't want that all of Am Yisrael should, he didn't want to ruin the party of Chet HaEgel, so it had to happen a little bit later. This is like the Mineket. The Mineket is happy to milk, to nurse the child, but as long as she enjoys it. So that means that they separated themselves. They weren't just part of Am Yisrael doing what's best for Am Yisrael, not just conveying information. They were also in it for themselves. Being in it for themselves means they separated themselves from the klal. Because they separated themselves from the klal, they were ru'uyim to be separated from the klal, and therefore this was their punishment. You know what we know about Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah? We are told that actually they could have run away. Instead of going into the fire, they could have run away and they would have been saved that way. But they said, no, we don't want to run away. We want to stay here and do what's best for Klal Yisrael. You know what's best for them? It's for us to go into this fire and survive and stay here for that. And because of that, because they put themselves in danger, they risked, maybe there wouldn't be a miracle. Because they put themselves in danger in order to be Mekadesh Shem Hashem Barabim, so they were Zocha, they were Mekadesh Shem Shamayim Al-Yadam, by leaving it alive. And therefore, that is why Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were Zocha to such a Kiddush Shem Shamayim that even Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha could have written such Shira for Kadosh Baruch Hu, even greater than all the Tehillim that David HaMelech wrote. So these messages, the Meshech Chachma gets from the Nadav and Avihu story. Two messages. The second one was that in order to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim, we have to be doing the mitzvah, we have to be doing Ratzon Hashem completely for Hashem. But also, all this was to teach Am Yisrael the lesson that even though Nadav and Avihu's chet was slightly, they did a slight chet, they brought an outside fire, they got a little bit of anah, so you might think that's something so minor. Maybe it was minor. Maybe on their madrig it was something great, but maybe it was minor. And therefore, you might think HaKadosh Baruch Hu's vatron? No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave you for chet ha'egel. He has bigger plans, and he has his own cheshbonon, and he decided to be mevater there. But don't think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevater always on every chet. No. When it comes to chatayim, you can't say, what does he care if I just do this, or we just do that. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every single time you sin, he has mozne tzedek o mishpat al avon kal. So that's a very important lesson to remember, and Meshech Chachma gets that out from the story of Nadav and Avihu. Shkoyach.